tell me the parade is canceled. We're not going to have a parade. It is the Matt McNeil Show. 952-946-6205. 952-946-6205. Military parades aside, I'm kind of excited here, Hunter. I am getting ready to take a few days off here, to say the least. I'm looking forward to this. I'll be back. This is my last show. I'll be back on the 29th, Wednesday. And so but you know what? Once again, you're not going to want me to come back. You're not going to want me to come back. Robert Pyle is going to be filling on it. And by God, is he a good show. That is a good, I am awake. That is a fantastic show. And I'm honored that he'd be filling in for me. Thank you very much. Ellie's going to be filling in a few days. It sounds like Brett and Hunter. All right, when Brett and Hunter are on the air, you'll be begging for me back. But I mean, still, it's not going to be that bad. You were listening.
You tried to catch me off guard.
Oh, no, I appreciate you guys all doing that. It's nice. It is a great time of year. Of course, school for most Minnesotans starts in on the day after Labor Day, so the 4th of September. And so I got a little window here. It really does come down to this with me, Hunter. When kids have the regular league sports going on most of the summer, they got tryouts for like fall sports at high school level. That goes on, you know, there's 2 weeks there. You've got club team tryouts that happen in early August. You have like 1 week where if you're going to take a vacation, you got to take it. And so that was it. I mean, that's our, you know, done. We're going to do it. So we're going to take a week of vacation and just kind of, we're going to enjoy the city and do a lot of fun things around here.
Yeah, I understand. My baby brother's only 11, and he plays lacrosse like the entire year, just straight through.
It used to be hockey was like that. And I think a lot of that, and understandably, that was when there was a premium on ice rinks. And so if you wanted any ice time, you're at 3 a.m, you're showing up halfway, you lived in Hopkins, you're showing up in Invergrove Heights or up in Vadnais Heights to get any ice time you could at 3 a.m. I mean, that was what it was, but it has. And the days of a kid playing a high school sport, we'll just say football, all right? They play football, last game of the season, they hang the helmet up, they hang the shoulder pads up, and then they do nothing until the next tryout next year. Those days are gone. And this is one of the things I've talked about a bunch of times with sports is that it's because of the time commitment, because of the money commitment, what we're doing is we're kind of, we're creating a system where unless you have a lot of disposable time, a lot of disposable income, a lot of kids can't participate in sports because of that, that they can't just play the season and go on. I mean, you have to, some of these sports, soccer, it's 24/7, 365. I know kids that play soccer with my daughters who are playing on two other club teams at the same time they're playing for a school team. And you just think about that. That's nuts. I mean, the amount of kids that now forgoes playing high school sports altogether and just play these, semi-pro club teams that are around. Volleyball does that a lot. I know there's that volleyball, swimming, some of the swimming teams around there. So it's a lot to it. But you know what? If you're like me, you got 1 week. I am taking it. And, of course, getting ready for the state fair, which kicks off next week, right?
Yeah. I'm going to be working the AFL-CIO booth there.
All right, are you in the dunk tank?
Not the dunk tank.
Is that hot lava? What? Are you going to try? Okay, so I did a Surrender Humans. You know what Surrender Humans.
Yep.
Every once in a while, I walk into a grocery store and I see a new food item. And the only thing I can think of is there are aliens circling the planet who are sending this down to fatten us up. Surrender Humans. And so there's unicorn cereal, which
I saw that.
Some guy posted to me this new thing they're going to have at the fair. It's ice cream, like Tutti Frutti ice cream. Ugh. Or I think you can get a wide variety of different flavors. It's going to be covered in sugary cereal, wrapped in cotton candy, and then pressed in it's compact. What sane parent would ever give their child this? If you see the kid who's on the parent leash and the kid's running around like a ferret on a double espresso? That's it, right there. What? Which I think that would do me in if I had one of those.
Yeah, I'm not into the wacky, trendy new fair food. I like the classics.
Well, let me ask you this. Say you were at the fair with like big strong guy, friend of yours, big strong guy, right? And he's like, what do you want? You know what? We can go get Pronto Pup. They got the fish sandwich over in the food building. Let's go do that. Maybe some sweet Martha's are always tasty. The French fries, we're gonna do that. What do you want to do? I want the unicorn roll. And to watch them eat it and say, I could go for another. Ah, really? Now, where's that roller coaster? Let me get on the zipper. It's 3D and in Technicolor on that at that point. 952-946-6205. So have a good week. Thanks once again, Robert, Ellie, Hunter, and Brett all filling in during that time. Doug is calling in early today. Doug is in Minnetonka. Doug, welcome on into the show.
Hey, Matt. Thanks a lot. I wanted to try to get in yesterday, and I couldn't, regarding the Attorney General's race.
Yes.
First of all, let me say I'm the proud father of a daughter who is very active in the Me Too movement. I'm very supportive of her, and I like the work she's doing with that movement. Having said that, I do think that the controversy regarding whether or not a video does actually appear somewhere, it's conveniently misplaced at this time. And the timing of this is so suspect that I think the whole thing stinks.
Doug, I don't want you going away. I'm going to read something to you. This is out of MinPost off the Glean. I want to read this because there. Sure. This was an issue I wanted to bring up as well. So stay with me here, Doug. CBS News, this is Keith Ellison, deputy chairman of the Democratic National Committee and a candidate for Minnesota Attorney General, has denied allegations he abused his ex-girlfriend, Karen Monahan. On Thursday, Monahan, 44, spoke on camera for the first time about the incident she said happened nearly 2 years ago. Monahan said that in September of 2016, she and her then-boyfriend, Ellison, got into a heated argument that scared her. She said it started when he came into a room. She was lying on a bed listening to a podcast. He asked her to take out the trash, and when he asked if she heard him, she shook her head. He looked at me and goes, "Hey, you blank, hear me?" And then looked at me and goes, "B-word, get the blank out of my house," and started to try to drag me off the bed. Monahan said, and that's when I put my camera on to video him. Now, here's what I want to say about that, because I want to bring the last line here. He started to try to drag me off the bed, and that's when I put my camera on to video him. Now, it doesn't elaborate here on whether or not she actually did get dragged off the bed. The original story was her son said, "I'd seen the video. She was dragged off the bed by him." And
I was just going to say the story has evolved listening to you.
Yes, it has.
It has changed.
And, now, and he started to drag me off the bed.
Well, I won't interrupt you again. Let you finish.
Well, I'm just going to say, though, I want to make sure I point out the two points, which, to my knowledge, from the son's story, are different from what Monahan said on CBS. And that was, on the Sun story, it was the video started, you saw a video of Ellison grabbing her and dragging her off the bed. It wasn't, he started to drag me off the bed, which, did he drag you off the bed or didn't he? And that's when I put the camera on to video him. There definitely seems to be a changing, evolving story here. And I'm not saying, hey, you talked about it. I like how you predicated that. I've got two daughters. The Me Too movement is very real. There has been a tremendous amount of intolerable behavior that we are not going to accept. And I'm 100% about, supporting the Me Too movement. We have a situation here where Keith Ellison is the DFL nominee for the Attorney General's position. This, we talked about before the primary election, there's an onus on them, if they're going to drop a bombshell like this right before the primary, to come to the people and say, here's the video. They refused, right. They said the video exists, but then they refused to show it. Now it seems like they're changing what's on the supposed video, that the narrative of that is changing. we need some straight answers. And if this is an elaborate hoax, or if this is a story that was meant to get some headlines, well, then we need to hear it. If it's legit, I'll be the first one. I mean, if this is a case of abuse, I'll be the first one to say that Keith Ellison needs to step aside and we need to have the DFL do something.
And I'll be right there next to you saying the same thing.
Yes.
But the story initially, and she has not changed it to my knowledge, is that the video has been misplaced. And I'm sorry, but if this is a hoax, what she has done actually is criminal. I talked to a lawyer friend of mine.
Well, would
she really face any charges? Probably not. But I think Mr. Ellison, Congressman Ellison, would just want to move on from this and get on with his campaign against his opponent.
Well, and Doug, what
if the video exists, let's see it.
Well, and Doug, that's what we said, and I thank you, Doug. I appreciate the phone call. What we said is if this was fake, and once again, we needed answers. This is before the primary election. We said if this is fake and this ends up costing Ellison the AG nomination, and then they come out, oh, yeah, we didn't really have a video. I encouraged him to take her to court and, you know this is a character assassination if there ever was one, and that he is due process in court and get retribution in that case. It's a sticky wicket in regards to that. When you start having part of the problem that the Me Too movement is bringing to light in very clear focus is that there are people that will say stuff, especially at the moment of an attack or a proposition, an assault or an attempted assault. And then when they go back and they think about it after they've calmed down, they've got recollection, they have a different story. And those two different stories are being used to invalidate what was legitimate assault, attempted assault, whatever the case may be. I want to be very careful here. If this incident did happen, Karen Monahan, if you got the video, show the video. There is no value to the DFL as a candidate. And yes, this is a larger issue than just what's happened between you and Keith Ellison. I mean, we also have the case of the fact that he's a sitting U.S. congressman, which we haven't really addressed yet either, which has to be addressed and will be addressed. I guarantee it, especially with this Republican leadership. But when you're looking at the impact of this story on the state as a whole, there is an obligation. If you've got a video, show it. Prove that you've got a video. And like I said, I didn't tell you you had a video. I'm not demanding a video that doesn't exist. You're the guys that said you have a video. Your son says there's a video. I've seen the video. We've seen the video. Okay, then show us the video and end this debate once and for all. If this is legit, then I will be the first person to say, you know what, Keith Ellison, it's unacceptable. You need to step down, and the DFL needs to put a path in place to basically get a new candidate on the ballot for the Attorney General's office. But, once again, we do have a changing story. We do have a person who all of a sudden, you know, as I said, bashfulness is not something that in this case you can basically all of a sudden invoke. You can't all of a sudden say, I'm bashful. I don't want to show this video. It's personal. It's private. Let us have our privacy. No. You came to us. We didn't go to you. It's not like someone, you know, you told a confidant in private. Your son came on out and put this on social media, and then you basically backed him up. If this story is true, I'm going to be consistent as I've been since the day one. And then I'm going to say, you know what? No, this is not right. And no, this is not the kind of person we should have as the Attorney General. I will say his first wife coming out and saying this is absolutely not his type of behavior. That is an interesting, character witness on behalf of Ellison. But still, what happens in a heated moment, it happens in a heated moment, and there's not an excuse for behavior which gets to a point where there's a physical assault or mental abuse in that case. There isn't. And so if there's a video of this, and maybe, I don't know, were you trying to get, I don't know. I don't know what to think. All I do know is that there is still this massive, vague void of question that it seems like the mentality is, we'll just hope for the best. And I'm like, okay, no, that's not the case. I will say once again, now that the story is starting to change, at least from my understanding, the son said the video showed his mom getting dragged from the bed as he swore at her. I don't remember him. The story now is that he basically was swearing at her. He tried to drag her off the bed. That's when you turn the video on. And to my knowledge, I don't think that after that point, she said that he did definitively drag him off the bed, that she tried to drag him off the bed or something. And I'm like, okay, wait a minute here. All right. What did happen here? As, like I said, I'm being very careful with what words I'm picking. I am not going to go down the road saying, you know, because they're part of me feels like somewhere in the middle is the truth on this. That there is something that did happen, but was it as it's being described by Monahan and her son? I don't know. If this video has somehow disappeared, I guarantee the Russians are trying to find it. I guarantee you, Russia is trying to get that video right now. I think that if this video exists, Karen, if this video exists, then there is an incident that did happen. Karen, it's tough to have this come out like this, but at the same time, you have to understand there's 5.5 million people in the state of Minnesota. Having a far-right Republican attorney general who basically is only going to sue against liberal groups, against protesters, against Native Americans, against people that don't want dirty, polluted water, having someone who's basically going to, you know, not treat the attorney general's office as an attack goon squad onto the people of Minnesota to stop anything they feel is too liberal. This is an important office. And I understand for you, this is a personal issue. I get that. But you have this issue as it's come out, the way it's come on out, is a much larger issue. If that tape does exist, trust me, there are a tremendous amount of wonderful women and men in this state who will back you up, will take your side, will defend you. Do not feel as if that is a prohibitive thing. But if this video does exist, you need to get that out now and be done with this and not drag this out into September and into October and into early November. There's too much at stake here than, like I said, it's hard to say it's, you know, your personal, your privacy, but the reality is, once again, you're the ones that came out with this. You're the ones that came to us. We didn't kick in your door. You came into our world and told us about this, and then you wanted to pull back. I'm sorry, but at this point, you should have thought about that at the beginning, and you should move forward. If this tape doesn't exist, then I would come out very quickly and say it does not exist. We do not have any idea where the tape is. I'll stand by my story, but at this point, I want this to end. I don't know what else you can do. I mean, unless you really do feel as if that this in your mind that Keith Ellison should not be the attorney general. And if you feel as if that's the case, and you can very easily feel that, then you need to put your argument forward better than basically, oh, here's the gasoline. I'm going to throw a few matches, but I'm not responsible for the fire. So, like I said, it's great to see that this is not cleared up at all. It's good to see we've had a full week of this, and no clarification, no nothing. It still is. We're still dizzy and blindfolded, walking in a snowstorm, having no idea which direction we're going. Great. 952-946-6205. 952-946-6205. We'll take a break. Come on back. It's the Matt McNeil Show on AM 950. We'll be right back.
Northeast Minneapolis is known for its creativity, and you'll know exactly why when you eat at Hazel's Northeast. Their creatively prepared comfort food will have you coming back week after week. Breakfasts like biscuits and gravy, granola pancakes, and brisket hash. For lunch, homemade soup, and one of the best Reubens in town. And don't miss the daily risotto or Chef Ali's ever-changing dinner specials. Come on in. Bring the whole family. Hazel's Northeast delivers real good food. Family-owned at 29th and Johnson in Minneapolis.
Brending Electrolysis on Grand Avenue in St. Paul has been a leader in permanent hair removal for people of all skin types and backgrounds for over 30 years, celebrating diversity and priding themselves on finding the right treatment plan for each client's individual needs, regardless of race or gender. Services include electrolysis, body waxing, facials, microneedling, and permanent makeup. Book your 60-minute complimentary consultation, including a 15-minute treatment today, for beautiful, lasting results. Visit BrendingElectrolysis.com.
My favorite meal of the day is breakfast, and for morning vittles, I head to Milton's 36 and Douglas in Crystal. My favorite is either the rib scrambler, scrambled eggs with ribs, portobello mushrooms, jalapenos, and pepper jack cheese, or the steak and eggs. My wife loves the pepper jack creamy grits and the stuffed avocados with poached eggs cradled in avocado halves. The kids love the French toast or the stuffed French toast filled with fruit and cream cheese. Top it off with coffee done my way from the Milton's coffee bar, and I'm ready for the day. Breakfast is waiting for you at Milton's 36 and Douglas in Crystal.
Hi, Gregory Rich, host of AM 950's Drinkin' the Style. Are you a fan of cool? Then let me introduce you to Gus Modern. Available exclusively in the Twin Cities at Habitation Furnishing and Design, Gus Modern is kind of mid-century, kind of contemporary, and 100% cool. Timeless, comfortable, awesome, and through August 19th, 20% off. Visit GusModern.com or stop in at Habitation at 4317 Excelsior Boulevard and check it out.
Have you ever wondered what it was like to be an artist in the Soviet Union? I'm Vladimir von Surikov, director of the Museum of Russian Art, and I invite you to explore our exhibition Art in Conflict, running through September 1st. It juxtaposes Soviet socialist realist against nonconformist artists from the latter decades of the Cold War. This is a rare chance to see connections and conflicts inside the Soviet art world. For more information, visit tmora.org.
Already some good comments here on the Facebook live stream. She said she lost the video. This is from Julie. She said she lost the video during a move, and maybe she could find it. Very suspect, follow the money. I don't know if there is money there. That's an allegation you're making, not me. Lisa, the Me Too movement is very valid, but we must remember that people are not perfect, and sometimes people lie. That is why we must have proof. There's a tape. And once again, you're the ones that say there's a tape. We didn't say there's a tape. We're not demanding a tape that doesn't exist. You're the ones that said there's a tape. We got to see it so we can make up our own minds and continue to support them. I think it's an interesting argument. I mean, it is an interesting argument. Let's go to Greg in St. Paul. Greg, welcome in, and thanks for holding.
Yeah, good afternoon, Matt. In the event that we don't get to see the tape, if it exists, in fact, prior to the Central Committee meeting on Saturday, would it be better for the Central Committee to just decide to cut ties here with Mr. Ellison and move on to, or move back, I should say, to Laurie Swanson, since she is a sitting attorney general, and rather than lose the office entirely.
Well, and okay, first of all, I mean, there's a bunch of stuff that you said there, and thanks, Greg. I appreciate the phone call. I think we need to be very careful here. The reason why people are upset with Franken is that Franken leaving. The people that are upset with what happened with Al Franken is the feeling is that he never got the chance to formally defend himself, and that the people that were making the allegations never had to go under oath and say their story. And that's a very legitimate thing, is that if they feel as if a person is innocent, and if they believe that in the case of Franken that he was innocent, that he should be able to go to have his day in trial, whether that's in an ethics committee hearing in the Senate or in a regular courtroom. Hence, I think that guilty by allegation is a very dangerous path to start implementing. And the reason why is that the Republicans will never implement that. For God's sakes, look at Jim Jordan. We already know that he, as an assistant coach, basically ignored the abuse against his own athletes. And have you heard any Republicans say, probably that guy probably should not be in office? Nope. They're saying he's going to be the best Speaker of the House ever. Oh, boy. They have no morality. They have no Christianity. They have no ethics. They're Republicans. And they'll never put forward a standard. Henceforth, if all of a sudden he one time did not say Gesundheit after I sneezed, he needs to go. We can't get there. Now, I am not going to sit there and say that's what's happening here. I'm just saying that taking that to an extreme is that we can't just basically have people make accusations without any evidence against someone and remove them from office. Now, in regards to Ellison himself, if Representative Ellison knows something happened, the onus is on him to go to the DFL and say, it's probably best for me to withdraw from the Attorney General's race. How do we do that? If nothing did happen, if Representative Ellison truly feels as if he's innocent, that nothing happened, there is the old argument that, I mean, and this is a sports thing, and I talked about this before. It was the radio host Jim Rome was talking about Rafael Palmeiro, and that and Sammy Sosa, and he was saying, if someone accused me after hitting baseballs and playing baseball like those guys did of taking steroids, henceforth diminishing the acts on the field, I guarantee you I would be hauling, if I hadn't done it, I'd be going to any drug clinic, any urine testing clinic, any place to prove my innocence. What test do you need? Here are my arms. Here are the veins. Go test away. And then when they could not find anything, I'd be hauling the people making the allegations to court. And the reality is that when people say, well, let's let bygones be bygones, part of the problem is that the question is, well, were they telling the truth? For me, if someone had made an allegation against me that was not correct, I would fight to basically keep my name clean. And so if nothing happened, if Keith Ellison says, nope, this did not happen, this is not the case, I'd be very vocal about that. As far as replacing him, I don't know if you can just really just go out there and start pulling rabbits out of hats and say, Laurie Swanson. Deb Hillstrom would have a very legit argument. She was second place, I believe, in the AG race, wasn't she?
And Matt Pelican was endorsed.
Pelican was endorsed, but he finished fourth behind Rothman, right?
I know, but it's like, where do you decide that then in this situation?
And this is another reason why I don't know if you necessarily start yanking people out of races because of allegations, is because then what do you do? Where's your path? It would be one thing if there was two people and Ellison barely beat, say, Deb Hillstrom by 3,000 votes. And then Ellison himself comes to the committee and says, you know what, it's probably best for me not to run this race, and we move forward. That's one thing. It's another thing to pull him off a race while he's trying to argue his innocence and then say, and Matt McNeil is going to be our new candidate for Attorney General. Really? I am? This will be great. Where are the law books? I need to read a few of those. Probably be a good idea. So you can't just do that. Like I said, though, we can't just, I think it does not surprise me that the Democrats are the party that basically has people in it that if there's an allegation against someone that person should resign, period, be done with it, and that's that. It does not surprise me that some people, and I'm not saying the caller was saying that, but there are some people that will, allegation done, you shouldn't be there. Because that's a real quick way to basically get a lot of people making false accusations against people if you don't want someone to run in a race. Or if you feel like you should have been the candidate, you lost a primary race, then you start accusing people of something and saying, hey, well, now put me in that place. I think that if Ellison knows something happened, if this video does not come to light, if it doesn't exist, or they just decide they don't want to play it, or it truly did get lost, then if Ellison, it comes down to Ellison. If he knows he did something wrong, it'd probably be best for him to step aside and let the DFL figure out what their next, you know, course of action is going to be. If he didn't, if he really didn't do anything, he feels as if I didn't do anything wrong. Well, he shouldn't step aside. If he doesn't want to, he shouldn't. but then you need to basically be fighting for your political life here, because it is your political life. And if this is not real, then you should treat it like it's not real. If this is something that has been made up, then you need to go to the mattresses and basically, you know, be ready to you know, do whatever it takes to clear your name. That's about the best way I can say it. 952-946-6205, 952-946-6205. I'll tell you what, Barb, hold on. We'll get your phone call in just a moment. We'll try to get to a few other things as well. It is the Matt McNeil Show for your Friday right here on AM 950.
Find a wide selection of outdoor hearth products at Woodland Stoves and Fireplaces. Whether you prefer wood or gas, Woodland Stoves has the fire to fit your home. Pizza aficionados know nothing matches masonry oven baking for capturing flavor and nutrition. Woodland Stoves and Fireplaces can easily install one in your home or business. Enthusiasts use these ovens year-round for bread making, wood roasting, even grilling.
The mission and passion of Woodland Stoves and Fireplaces is to make the fire work for you. The way humans relate to fire is primordial. We have used fire to warm our bodies, cook our meals, and kindle our spirits. Our team has the know-how to do this in a clean-burning and environmentally smart way. Visit our store and experience the diversity. We have over 35 working units on display at the corner of Riverside and East Franklin. See us online at woodlandstoves.com. Find the fire that fits and works for you.
Woodland Stoves and Fireplaces, out of the ordinary, products and services since 1977.
Hi, this is Charlie. My dad is Minnesota's wildly popular and handsome radio host, Matt McNeil. Did I say that right, Dad?
Perfect!
When I got my driver's license, my parents let me drive a Sienna from Rudy Luther Toyota. I love it. It's easy, comfortable, and hauls all my baseball gear. And my parents love the safety. That's why they wanted me in the Sienna.
Thanks to Rudy Luther Toyota, my son is safe as he begins his driving adventure. We're a two Sienna family thanks to Rudy Luther Toyota. Visit them today in Golden Valley at 169 and 394.
It's a good day to be indigenous.
Native Roots Radio presents I'm Awake. Our weekly Native American talk radio show will discuss national and local Native American news and events. Local and national guests will help us keep current with Mother Earth, tribal, and Twin City issues. Native American issues are human issues. We invite all people to walk hand in hand with our struggles, victories, and achievements. Listen Saturdays at 2 p.m.
I am awake.
With your AM 950 weather, I'm Hunter Haas. Today, sunny with a high near 87. Tonight, clear with a low around 65. Saturday, sunny with a high near 87. And Sunday, mostly sunny with a high near 84. Ferndale Market is a third-generation turkey farm that was started in Cannon Falls, Minnesota by Fern and Dale Peterson in 1939 and still proudly bears their name today. They're open 7 days a week, just 30 minutes south of the city's off Highway 52 in Cannon Falls. Find out more at ferndalemarket.com.
AM 950, the progressive voice of Minnesota. To Twitter we go. M. Richardson on the Twitterverse. Democrats need to get behind Ellison. Stop turning on him, whether the incident is true or not. It's a personal matter, which has nothing to do with how he performs his job. If she felt it was so bad, why didn't she call the police at the time of the incident? The damage is done. It might have been a personal matter at one point, but that was before the Sun went on social media and started putting it out there. Once it became out there, it's not a personal matter. You are an elected official. You are elected to represent the people. Henceforth, when allegations like this happen, they become an issue. You see, that's my whole point. My whole point is I want some sort of closure one way or the other on the thing. I'm not going to just sit here and say, okay, shrug my shoulders. Guess what? That's all we can do. Because what I do not want to have happen is a early November surprise where all of a sudden, oh, well, all that stuff that's been said that didn't happen, well, it actually did. And Keith Ellison has been on this radio station. I have interviewed him myself. I have shook the man's hand. He is a very, very good politician. I think he's a very nice guy. I did not see this coming. Same thing for Franken. I didn't see that coming either. And once again, I am with a lot of people. I wish he would have had his day and people were called in there to testify and basically go on the record about this stuff, because I think it allowed, by not going on the record, it allowed people to basically make allegations without actually, you know, without consequences. And so I think that there are, you know, and I'm not saying there would have been consequences, but I'm just saying that there, you know, if there's allegations, there's allegations. What I will say in this case here is that it, you can't just sort of say, oh, well, it's a personal matter anymore. You just can't. And you, as you yourself say, well, the damage is done, yes. And once again, I've been the first one to say, if this is not true, you know, unleash the hounds, go after, you know, you can't allow people to if you're a good politician, that's a good person that hasn't done anything wrong, and people start making allegations like this, then you need to go after them full force to basically make sure that you set an example that if you basically make a false accusation against me, I am going to basically defend myself to the umpteenth level. I think that's the case. But if this video does exist, and once again, they say it did, well, it is what it is. And like I said, I think, you know, once you said there's a video that existed, there's no way in the world you are going to be able to stop people from saying, well, then let's see the video. And you acting like, oh, well, we don't have it now. Really? 952-946-6205. The Great Wall is the eatlocalminnesota.com restaurant of the week. 45th in France and a dine of fantastic food. Stop on by this weekend. It's a great weekend for some great Chinese. The Sichuan Peking dishes are top notch. And of course, they have great vegetarian food there too. The Atina location will give you your takeout. You'll be deliciously happy. It is at the Great Wall. 45th in France and a dine of the eatlocalminnesota.com restaurant of the week. Barb is in St. Louis Park. Barb, welcome on into the show.
Hi, Matt.
Hey, yep.
Nice to talk with you.
Hello.
Hello. Well, the reason I'm calling in is about the accusation against Keith Ellison. And I don't ever want to diminish a woman, you know, coming out and saying things. But if she has some proof, I agree with you all about, you know, getting it out there. But if you think about the logistics of this all, you wonder who took the video. How did this happen? Did she have a camera on in her bedroom the entire, does she do that her entire life? Did she think he was going to harm her, so she put it on? I mean, how did this happen? It just doesn't make sense to me that she just, oh, by the way, has a video. It just seems, don't you think?
Well, and like I said, the original story was, and thanks, Barb, I appreciate the phone call. The original story was that there was a video of Ellison grabbing her by the ankle, dragging her off the bed as he swears at her. What she says now on CCO, as well as I believe it's CBS News or CCO, I'm not sure which one it was. He started to drag me off the bed. That's when I put my camera on to video him. And she's mentioning that there was a lot of conversation. The swear words actually happened before the video. Well, okay. See, is the further we get down into this story, the less solid this story becomes. And like I said, it's, I think at this point, someone needs to come forward of either party and either say this did or did not happen. And if Monahan says this did happen, well then where's the video you say you have? And maybe what I'm concerned about is this, is that the son defending mom. And I think we can all understand that. A son defending their mother exaggerated what was on the video, took what his mother had told him had happened in the bedroom, and acted as if it proved everything on said video, and hence went on social media and said there's a video that exists that shows Keith Ellison dragging her from a bed, swearing the entire time. And then she goes back and she sees the video, and the video really doesn't show that. It's basically her allegations of what happened before the video and then after the video, and the video doesn't actually back up the story. And so I don't know where this video is now, because then you basically have to call your own son out and say he was wrong, that even though he was defending me and, you know, he was taking stuff that I told him that had happened before the video was started to be filmed and applied it to the video, and that actually wasn't in the video. I think that for them at this point, the only option is if they know that their story is going to fall apart with the video, is that the video doesn't exist. But, you know, you're the ones that came to us. We didn't come to you. You came to us. We didn't come to you. 952-946-6205. Thanks for all the comments on this. I do appreciate it. League of Women Voters takes its candidate forums seriously. Ooh, do they ever. hoping to make sure voters are informed as possible. Nothing cuts through the hype and noise like having all sides in the same room answering questions with no filter. Forums are the one one of the few ways we get the true response out of the candidates. By the way, remember that that was from the guy in Hopkins, the guy that was running for mayor in Hopkins, the racist guy that was running down there. That was the League of Women Voters forum. That's you get those. How did he end that? Believe it. Was that what he said? Believe it.
I can't remember anymore.
Oh, God, he was just horrible.
That was disgusting.
Baby. Executive Director Michelle Witt says, the only thing that tends to throw a wrench in the gears, candidates who want no part of the forum they can't control. The league has sent out several invitations to Republican Congressman Eric the Albino Leech Paulson. He hasn't responded. I'm pretty sure it's a no, Witt says. Paulson is trying to keep his seat representing Minnesota's 3rd District, which covers most of the Hennepin County suburbs. Rival Dean Phillips, the liberal heir to the Phillips Distilling Company fortune, has already agreed to take his spot at the podium. He's been using Paulson's life. By the way, there have been other cases. You had Phillips up in Coon Rapids the day of the primary election talking to voters. Both candidates were invited, but Eric Paulson was nowhere to be seen. You see, if you want to talk to Eric Paulson, here's what you have to do. If you want Eric Paulson in a quote-unquote forum, here's what you have to do. First, find the most expensive golf course in your zip code, okay? Make sure it's a membership-only golf course, all right? None of this people from the streets. How dare they? And they think they can rent one of our courts? You barbarians. Get one of those places. Make sure you have security on. Say it's an open forum, but really it's not an open forum. It's one of those places where you have to pay $75, $85 for lunch and then a $150 parking fee along with having the membership to the golf course to be getting into the free forum in the Reagan room, which is a lovely room. It's got a lovely view of the 13th hole. It's just a magnificent terrace out there. Then fill the room with pro-Paulson people who miraculously seem to already have the questions in their hands. Hi there, Congressman Paulson. My name is put name here. I mean, Bob. And I have a question about something important to me. Then, basically, every time Paulson speaks, you cheer. And every time the Democrat speaks, you boo. Then the albino leech comes out of its little cavern and pokes its little albino head out and says, I'll be part of that forum. I see a PBS cartoon. Oh, hi there. I'm the albino leech. Everyone have their pre-prepared questions? I mean, who didn't like the $75 lunch? I mean, it's a free forum! That's how you get Eric Paulson to show up. So, League of Women Voters, that's what you have to do. Because he's terrified. Eric Paulson is terrified of facing his constituents. And you know why? Because he sucks! He sucks! He's horrible! He's a god-awful congressman! He just has sold out everyone in his district for a handful of wealthy people in this country, and he can't stand the constituents! That's why! He sucks! Ta-da! Hey, cut it out, mister! I'm a little punchy now that I know I got only one more segment before vacation. 952-946-6205. 952-946-6205. Let's take a break here and come on back. Once again, 952-946-6205. It's the Matt McNeil Show right here on AM 950.
Turn to Auto Technical with your vehicle donation. Even though Auto Technical is a small nonprofit, we have helped more families with transportation than any organization in Minnesota. Since 94, we have reconditioned donated vehicles so they have a higher tax benefit. Call Richard at 612-919-5526. 612-919-5526 or autotech.org.
I'm John Peterson, and at Ferndale Market, we are proud to provide our free-range turkey to local restaurants and natural food stores. One of our partners since the beginning has been Birchwood Cafe, and we're excited to announce a new partnership product, the Birchwood Turkey Burger Patty. Made from their popular turkey burger recipe, using our antibiotic-free turkey and Birchwood's local and organic ingredients. Put an end to bland turkey burgers. Find this and all our Ferndale turkey products at your local co-op or natural food store. Visit ferndalemarket.com.
At Pride Institute, being LGBTQ plus is the norm, not the exception. Their highly trained and skilled staff understand your issues and will help you live a happy, healthy life as a proud LGBTQ plus person. They offer you hope to overcome your addiction and live the life you want. Their treatment programs are designed to assist you in developing the knowledge, skills, and attitudes for long-term recovery. Therapy groups include health education, LGBTQ issues, HIV and chronic illness, trauma, grief and loss, transgender support, nicotine recovery, education, and sexual health. Pride Institute offers a residential treatment program, a partial hospitalization program that includes day programming with lodging, and an intensive outpatient program. If you or someone in your life can benefit from guidance and coping skills, life balance, and other tools necessary for long-term recovery, check them out at pride-institute.com or call 800-547-7433 now.
It's grilling season, and Vinaigrette has some sizzling recipes to inspire you. How about summertime grilled fajitas? Just create a marinade with our golden balsamic or champagne vinegar and chili, garlic, or jalapeno olive oil and marinate beef or chicken. Add red onions, red, green, and yellow peppers and throw them on the grill. Or try grilled steak brushed with our truffle or garlic olive oil. Visit us at 50th and Xerxes in South Minneapolis and 287 Water Street in downtown Excelsior or online at vinaigrettemn.com.
AM 950, the Progressive Voice of Minnesota. I mean, the albino leech could do it kind of like a psychic, you know?
I think there's someone in the audience that has a question about how tax cuts for the wealthy are good for poor people. Who's got the... It's you over there!
952-946-6205. Oh, can I volunteer my services to moderate a debate between Phillips and Paulson? I volunteer... Wave my fee. I will wave it. I will ask the questions. So tell me about this better, cheaper healthcare you guys have been promising. I don't see it. What, can you give us the exact details on it? Because it doesn't seem to exist.
Hey, that's not on my list.
Yes. 952-946-6205. Steve is in Minneapolis. Thanks for holding, Steve. Welcome on to the show.
Hey, buddy.
Hey.
So I want you to do a little role playing.
The last time I did role playing, I was stuck in handcuffs for a week. So go ahead. What okay. am I doing?
So are you still there?
Yes, I'm here.
Okay. So let's pretend you're Jason Lewis 10 years ago. I'm Randy. And instead of Ellison, we're talking about, say, Norm Coleman doing the same thing. How would that go?
It was Norm Coleman doing it? Oh, it'd be like, this is the liberal media. They're all crazy. There's nothing here. There's nothing going on. That would be Jason Lewis, although it's not, I think I don't quite get the shrillness of Lewis as it should be, as it's played out there, Steve. No, I mean, there is no, I mean, we don't need to go far. Jim Jordan is Ohio representative. Was a coach of the Ohio State wrestling squad, and when his players in mass came to them saying they're being sexually abused and sexually threatened in the locker room, he said to basically, you know, nothing. He didn't help them. He didn't help them. That guy should be gone. And instead, all these Republicans go, of course I'm upset when things happen on both sides, but I'm only going to say the names of people who are Democrats. Dang it. Jennifer is in Stillwater. She wanted to chime on in with the League of Women Voters. Welcome on in, Jennifer.
Hi, Matt.
Hey,
yeah, I just wanted to say that I called the League of Women Voters Minnesota twice, and I Facebook messaged back and forth with them back in June and July and asked them if they would please host a debate between Tina Smith and Richard Painter. And they were quite chilly to me and refused to do so.
Why?
And then finally, the Duluth Democrats at UMD and Democratic Socialists of America, Duluth, and a bunch of Duluth Democrats, they did host a debate at UMD, and they invited Tina Smith, Richard Painter, Ali Ali, Nick Leonard, all the candidates. And Tina Smith refused to show up, and so they just held the debate without her.
No.
So it's on both sides.
Well, there are some cases, yeah, if you feel as if it's you know, in the case of Paulson, he can't say anything. Because there's nothing on any issue which is important to anyone. He would have to start bad-mouthing Trump, and he can't do that. He would have to start, you know, insisting that, you know, that he's, you know, as he's paddling around a lake saying he's in northern Minnesota, he would be, you know, it's, you know, there's things there. But, I think that, you know, Tina Smith, I don't think that seat was ever in jeopardy. So I think she felt as if her actually interacting with the other people running for the seat would have been more damaging than good. And so the question here is whether she'll debate Housley. And I hope she does. I hope she does. I think that that's, you know, you're in a weaker position if you basically go into hide. I think it's, I personally say that. I'm not going to have time to get to David and St. Paul here. I'm not going to have time to get to that. But I do, because I do want to make sure I mention one thing here at the end of the show. In case you missed it, in the last week or so, the Trump administration has turned. First of all, we had an FBI agent, Strzok, get canned. He was fired because he shared a personal opinion with another agent about how he felt about Trump. That was the official excuse of why he was fired, is that he badmouthed Trump. That's a real dangerous precedent to start putting into place. But it was nothing compared to the next step when Brennan had his security clearance ripped away, which basically was the Trump administration saying that if you are in the intelligence services of America, if you have a security clearance, that you have to agree with everything Donald Trump says. You cannot disagree with him in any way, shape, or form, or else we will take your security clearance away. Which is a really god-awful standard to put forward. The third thing is his argument now about how he wants Jeff Sessions to lock up Omarosa just because she's got a book coming out that he doesn't want to make public. And he's actually apparently floated this idea that she should be arrested. And they're like, oh, okay, for what? I don't know, just arrest her. And, you know, it just keeps going on and on and on. I mean, this is starting to get incredibly authoritarian. And if this election does not have the Democrats become in charge of something, for God's sakes, this country is going to get lost. I know that's a heavy note to leave you guys on, especially with the week and a half off, but please make sure you're ready to vote coming up here in November. Have a great week and a half. Thanks to all the fill-ins. We're back on Wednesday. Well, they're back here on Monday. Till then, see ya.